Prayer. We are praying that he'll the body. in that land where we never grow old. Josh Hawkins and the Golden Chain Jubilee Singers. That's a Southern gospel song that sort of became popular in the gospel repertoire. Aretha Franklin did a version, Johnny Cash, hordes of others. That land where we never grow old. You see it in the paperback hymn books at the country sing-ins. James Crowley, God called him from the east. Yes. A little hermetic touch there. We have it all here at Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, letting you know what our gospel palette is, so you won't be surprised. My name is Kevin Nutt. We're just getting started this evening. Set a while with us. Listen to our scratchy and bumpy 45s and LPs. You can also join us on the message board. That's WFMU.org, of course. Say howdy, or just read along, whatever you feel like. My playlist bulletin is quite chaotic, and I used an ink pen that's smeared, so now it's on the side of my palm, and I've hit it like some kind of stamp, leaving fingerprint designs all over it. I'll do the best I can. As I look over the firmament and see the lay of the land of the grooves, I see some scratchy poppy records on the way. Hang on, brothers and sisters and beloved. It's okay to use the EQ. Exhibit number one to start the next set. The Mighty Highlights of Tulsa, Oklahoma. What a friend we have in Jesus. Another Southern Gospel classic that everybody sings. But you be the judge. Mighty Highlights of Tulsa here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Yeah. I've got a hope in that rock. Don't you see? I've got a hope in that rock. Don't you see? I've got a hope in that rock. Don't you see? I've got a hope in that rock. Don't you see?
And another thing I want to tell you right here, children, listen to me. Just be I want to say right here, children, listen. I got my ticket. I am bound for the promised, land. To my home. Mother, let's be worried about me. I want you to tell her this for me. Listen. If my mother till old death has come for me to my home.
I've had tell you this verse right here. I've been abused. False accused, my Lord, of so many things.
So many things, Lord,
I did not do. I know someday,
Lord God,
it will be over, my Lord. I'm going home, yes I am, and get my crown. I've had all my share. I've had my share. Yes, I have.
All ups and downs.
Oh, yeah.
High ups, yeah, and
down. Lord, trouble in my way.
Trouble in my way.
I got to cry sometimes.
I got to cry sometimes.
Trouble in my way.
We got the trouble out of the way. That's what we do on Sinner's Crossroads. We get the trouble out of the way. And the Swanee Jubilaires of Mobile, Alabama, helping us out, maybe doing most of the work. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, gospel broadcast on WFMU. Indeed. We take a little break at the bottom of the hour, step out on the gospel veranda, and tell you who you just heard. Mighty Highlights of Tulsa started that set. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It's on the that was a custom record, yeah. Like the Tatras Brothers, the same sort of label, the way it looks like. Six Trumpets on the Enterprises Records, record label, something got a hold of me. Yeah, Five Blind Boys of Alabama did a version of that as well. Soul Seekers, No Other Help, on the Odessa record label. We heard the Miller Singers out of Bessemer, Alabama, on Spiritual Records, also probably out of Bessemer, Alabama, just really a suburb of Birmingham. I Must Tell Jesus. Spiritual Messengers of Gibsonville, North Carolina. I've Got a Home in That Rock. That's what they were singing about. The Silvertone Echoes. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. My Crown. It's Joe Simon's, an adaptation of Joe Simon's 9-Pound Hammer. That's from the Pray on My Child LP on Atlanta Soul Liberation. Wow, the Silvertone Echoes. I don't know if I've ever played them before. And we ended the set there with the Swanee Jubilaires of Mobile, Alabama. Earl Osby on lead. Gospel Way Records. You are tuned to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast this evening on WFMU. Greetings to Reverend Creighton. My apologies for not shouting greetings the last 2 weeks. I had a slip of the mind, as they say. What was I thinking? All gospel friends, brothers and sisters and beloved, greetings to you. Okay, I told you who we heard. Got that out of the way. We'll go right back to the music. Hummingbees. Blessed are the pure in spirit. We'll start our next set, brothers and sisters and beloved, on the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on WFMU.
hardly tell the gospel songs from the rock and roll songs. But every now and then I like to go back and sing the songs that they used to sing a long time ago. And my favorite song was something like this.
Look at know me all night long. I know it was
grace
that woke me up early this morning, that let me sleep too late. It woke me right on time. It's all right. It's all right. Somebody right out there, you see, they know the law's all right. You ought to be a witness right now. But wait a minute here. Oh, yeah. Somebody, somebody right out there, they may not understand what we're saying right now. But I want to let you know that the grace of God, it'll pick you up, it'll turn you all around, place your feet, the place it on a higher ground, it's all.
Really nice gospel number there, the Wooden Brothers, Grace of God, singing for us here on Sinner's Crossroads as we wind up to the top of the hour. A Hummingbird started that set. Blessed are the pure in spirit. We heard the Christian All-Stars. I heard the angels sing. Yes, the Mighty Golden Wonders, Storm of Life is Raging. Of course, their arrangement of Stand By Me. The Dynamic Gaylarks, Fellowship is the title of their arrangement of Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Brother Charles Johnson on lead there, who took Julius Cheek's place in the Sensational Nightingales and kind of evolved into one of the most popular country and western style southern gospel singers. Rejoined the Sensational Nightingales in the 70s. They recorded some great, three great Ira Tucker produced records on MCA. Seek those out. I'll play some of that. I hadn't played some of that in a while. She can hear a little bit of the Cheeks influence on Johnson's vocal on that track. The Dixie Ayers Gospel Singers on the Atlanta Soul Liberation label. I am working for a home. We all are in some way or another. And the Wooden Brothers into that set, Grace of God. And we've ended our program for this evening here on Sinner's Crossroads. Thanks to the Mighty Gospel Friends, brothers and sisters, and beloved. Thank you, the listener, tuning in this week. And stay tuned to WFMU. Yes, indeed. Stay tuned to WFMU. And the Mighty Cross Singers will get us out of here. We will see you next week.
Thank you, Brother Kevin. Your radio dial is set to 91.1 FM, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org, serving Simien Valley, West Bonobo, Bananaville, Tennessee, Kokomo County, the Isle of Capuchin, and Greater Ape City.
The next question most assuredly will be, what is its meaning, right?
Does it have one?
It means nothing, it means everything. It means whatever you want it to mean. See, we of the temple live in a totally free society on all levels of artistic endeavor, particularly the two vital ones, art and music.
Mm-hmm. I see it, and I hear it.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Yourself on mute, Mr. Hirschenhorn? Hello?
You're doing, Dave. Dave.
Hello?
I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over.